As we gather in your presence, Lord, we quiet every voice but yours. Let your word fall like gentle rain. Wash our hearts, remove our chains. Open our eyes to see your truth. Renew our strength, restore our youth. Holy Spirit, come and dwell. Lead us deeper, lead us well. Through it and every day, your word goes forth by Isaac Mellon Ministries. Every season you remain, faithful God, forever the same. When the road is long and hope feels thin, your presence reminds us we will win. You are near, your love is sure. In your promises we are secure. Holy Spirit, come and dwell. Lead us deeper, lead us well.
Good morning. Welcome to Winning Every Day, the devotional that helps you start your day with faith, wisdom, and the confidence to win every day with God. Thank you for joining me today. Wherever you are listening from, I want you to take a moment, settle your heart, and open yourself to what God wants to remind you of today. Our topic is the things money cannot buy. Our Bible text is from Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10, which says, "Whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. This too is meaningless." Let me take you back to the life of a man who had almost everything money could provide. His name was Solomon. Solomon became king of Israel and was blessed with extraordinary wealth, influence, wisdom, possessions, and honor. The Bible tells us that silver became so common in Jerusalem during his reign that it was considered almost as ordinary as stones. Kings traveled great distances to hear his wisdom, and people came from far and wide because of his reputation. Yet after experiencing tremendous wealth, achievement, pleasure, and human success, Solomon came to a sobering conclusion. In Ecclesiastes, he repeatedly describes many of these pursuits as meaningless when they become the center of life. But because Solomon discovered something many people learn only after spending years chasing success, having more does not automatically mean having what matters most. Money can buy a beautiful house, but it cannot create a peaceful home. It can buy a comfortable bed, but it cannot guarantee peaceful sleep. It can pay for the best medical treatment, but it cannot purchase perfect health. It can attract attention, but it cannot guarantee genuine love. It can put people around you, but it cannot tell you who truly cares about you. And money can give you many things to enjoy, but it cannot give you a meaningful life. This is why Jesus asked in Mark chapter 8, verse 36, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?" Notice that Jesus did not say money is evil. Money has its place. We need money to provide for our families, pay our bills, build businesses, support others, and accomplish many good things. The problem begins when we expect money to give us what only God can provide. You can have money and still be empty. You can have success and still be restless. You can have possessions and still lack contentment. you can have thousands of contacts and still feel alone. But when God becomes the foundation of your life, you begin to understand that your greatest treasures are not always the things you can put in a bank account. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 16 says, "Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil." That is powerful. Don't spend your entire life pursuing something while neglecting the priceless things already in your hands. Your relationship with God is valuable. Your family is valuable. Your integrity is valuable. Your peace is valuable. Your time is valuable. The people who genuinely love you are valuable. Your purpose is valuable. And your soul is priceless. I don't know what you are passing through today. Perhaps you are under financial pressure. Perhaps you are praying for a better job, a business breakthrough, or greater financial stability. And yes, may God prosper the work of your hands. But as you pursue financial increase, don't lose yourself. Don't sacrifice your family for money. Don't sacrifice your integrity for money. Don't sacrifice your relationship with God for money. Don't postpone living until you become wealthy. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6 reminds us, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." Today, ask yourself, what priceless thing have I been neglecting because I have been too focused on making money? Maybe it's spending time with your family. Maybe it's your prayer life. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's calling someone you love. Maybe it's simply learning to appreciate what God has already placed in your hands. I declare over your life today, you will not gain the world and lose yourself in Jesus' name. You will prosper without losing your peace. You will increase without losing your integrity. God will bless the work of your hands, and you will have wisdom to manage every blessing He brings your way in Jesus' name. Your relationships will flourish, your purpose will become clearer, and your heart will remain anchored in God. You will enjoy both the blessings money can provide and the priceless treasures money can never buy. In Jesus' name. Action step for the day. Today, deliberately invest in one thing money cannot buy. Spend meaningful time with someone you love. Pray without rushing. Forgive someone. Encourage somebody. Give your undivided attention to your family. Take a moment to thank God for life. And remember this: wealth is not only measured by what you possess. Sometimes your greatest riches are the things you would never sell, no matter how much money was offered. Time for reflection. Take a moment and ask yourself, if everything money could buy were taken away, what would still make my life truly valuable? Let that question remind you today that your greatest treasures are found in God, in meaningful relationships, in peace, in purpose, and in the gift of life itself. And now, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Wherever you are, say this with me: I am blessed beyond what money can buy. I have peace. I have purpose. I have people who love me. I have God's presence with me. I will pursue success without losing what truly matters. God is my source, and I trust Him to provide everything I need. I am satisfied and I am winning today. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, we appreciate you for your word. Thank you for the gift of another day. Help us to pursue success with wisdom and never allow money to become our master. Provide for every listener today. Meet every financial need. Bless the work of their hands and give them peace, wisdom, strong relationships, good health, and a heart that remains close to you. May today bring divine opportunities, favor, protection, and unexpected reasons to be grateful. We give all glory to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending these few minutes with me on Winning Every Day. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs this reminder today. Until next time, remember, win with God, walk in wisdom, and keep winning every day.
Where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of. but you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.